Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Long after you, baby, never stole my heart.
You saw him putting it down on Thanksgiving, didn't you?
Who?
This guy, Luke Combs.
Oh, what'd he do?
He performed at halftime of the Cowboys-Saints game.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboys, whoever they played. Yeah, Raiders?
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, that got channel changed. I don't even know. You know what? I didn't have the volume up.
Really?
I didn't have the volume up.
You switched over from our guy, Luke.
I didn't have the volume up on the TV on Thanksgiving.
You should have.
Yeah, I probably
should. It was a hell of a performance.
Yeah, and his name is Luke Bryant.
No, that is a different.
That is probably
singer.
Why I cannot find this damn song by him.
Luke
I'm like,
Combs.
I got Luke Bryant all in my damn phone.
Well, that is
I'm trying to find the lyrics.
Yeah, Luke Combs.
I got Luke Bryant on there.
Yeah, it's a different guy.
See, now I know. But all these damn Lukes.
Yeah, there's a lot of Lukes in country music. No question about that. Yes. We'll get to an AMA coming up in 20 minutes from right now. Any question, any topic, get your questions in. Luke, Combs, Bryant, whatever you want to talk about. We'll get the phone lines open as well. Brandon Adams joins us right now, as he always does on Tuesdays at 1:20 from Dog Nation, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. Brandon Adams, the shuffleboard king, as we're calling him.
Yes, we call him, you BA, because
I heard Randy say this earlier. I was like, what is he talking about?
you got a shuffleboard base, man.
I turned the car on, and Randy's bragging on me being the shuffleboard king. I was like, what in the world is this even about?
Well, I mean, because I'm trying to get on this cruise with you, BA. We've been talking about the Dog Nation crew.
Randy, listen. We'd love to have you. If you don't think that's going to be a good time, if you don't think I already got a closet full of Hawaiian shirts.
I know you
like
do.
Break out, tropical drinks.
I already know you do, B.A. I know you do. That's why I was talking about you look like you get a shuffleboard, B.A. You got the base for shuffleboard.
Oh, listen, yeah, I don't mind competing some shuffleboard. I mean, listen, if you've ever wanted to see me without my shirt on,
no,
the Nation Crew is going to be the time for you to get a chance to do
that.
There
it is right there.
I thought you guys were trying to sell tickets, man. Scare people away. You can also follow Brandon on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. I don't know whether or not he'll have a shirt on Twitter. Cannot comment. All right, B.A., let's get to Georgia, this game this Saturday. And just kind of in the context of this year, which has been crazy. It's been a crazy week. The chaos, the coaching carousel, all of this. But this matchup on Saturday isn't. Like, this is the predicted outcome. It's Georgia versus Alabama in the SEC championship game. From a Georgia-Bama SEC championship game perspective, what is the most surprising thing to you about how we got here?
Well, I think what's surprising is that if you gave Nick Saban a choice, there's no doubt this week he'd rather be coaching Georgia than coach Alabama. That slowly over the course of time, Georgia's just kind of become more like Alabama, the elite collection of talent on defense and, you know, bringing the offense along to kind of match that. I mean, go back and listen to what both these coaches have said about their teams the last few weeks. You know, Kirby's pushing his guys, you know, basically saying, you know, the standard is something close to perfection and challenging them to be, you know, that each and every week and a little bit critical when they're not that. Whereas Nick Saban has kind of gone participation trophy. I mean, he was beaming with pride after they beat Auburn on Saturday, despite the fact that Auburn had just lost the week before to South Carolina. And, you know, he has his radio show a couple of weeks ago when he talks about how basically Alabama fans have become self-absorbed. They expect to win every game in blowout fashion. That is what Alabama used to do. They're just not doing it anymore. I mean, obviously the most surprising thing here is that even though the two opponents is what you would expect, I just think that Georgia thought Alabama would be better than they've turned out to be. And that's not the same thing as saying that Alabama can't win on Saturday, but it is just objectively true that week to week for the entire season, Georgia has been clearly, and by a wide margin, the better team.
Yeah, earlier in the show, and to your point, you were talking about the talent, but I just thought, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I just said that I thought there was more to this game than the Jims and Joes. I think it's more about the mentality that Georgia has, that this is a team that has knocked them out, took the national championship away from them, took the SEC championship, and I mean, they took it from them. Georgia didn't give it to them. They took it. And I would think what the mindset more than the Jimmys and the Joes coming apart in this game?
I definitely think it's fair to want to verify Georgia a little bit more going into a game like this. You know, the idea that somehow, even based on everything I just said, that it's going to be easy for Georgia against Alabama on Saturday, not knowing the recent history, the fact that Georgia had halftime leads in each of the last, you know, three games it's faced with Kirby Smart as coach against Alabama, you know, asking Georgia to really prove it on Saturday and really get over that hump and being a little skeptical until they do, if someone did feel that way. I don't think it's unfair in that sense, especially if you think about the 2017 National Championship game, 2018 SEC Championship game. And the one thread in both those games was people, you know, mentioned the fact that Alabama made quarterback changes. But the other issue was Georgia didn't score in the second half of either one of those games. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the thing that, you know, obviously can't happen on Saturday. Georgia needs to score in all four quarters. And if it's lucky enough to have a halftime lead the way that it has in the previous games, then finding a way to extend that lead or keep the pressure on Alabama is going to be an important part of that. The 2020 game doesn't mean quite as much to me because the entire scenario around that game was just a little bit different, you know, kind of a weird set of circumstances. But obviously the two games were played in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the title game in 17, the SEC championship 2018. I mean, that was the thing there. When Georgia had that lead, it didn't keep scoring points and ultimately ended up regretting it when the game was over with.
We talked, BA, last week about some of Kirby's evolution as a coach, maybe personality-wise, enjoying the ride a little bit better. Randy mentioned on the show last week maybe some of that bleeds over into in-game comfortability and play calling and not taking your foot off the gas pedal. Like, do you see any of the evolution of Kirby maybe lending itself to – not having it look the way that it did the last couple of times, scoring in the second half and taking whatever, playing a little bit more conservatively and all of that?
Yeah, maybe so. And I think that might be true. But to add to that, what else is also potentially true is that Todd Monken, his offensive coordinator, has maybe earned Kirby's trust in a way that, you know, previous coordinators might not have been able to do. You know, it takes a lot to talk to a guy like Kirby who is set in his ways and convinced in his, you know, philosophy, and to convince him to do something different, man, you got to have a lot of bass in your voice to be able to do that. And I think that Todd Monken has got that vibe. Monken is just one of these guys that I think that he's convinced enough to be convincing. And so if Georgia plays more relaxed on Saturday, if they play better offensively, especially in those second halves, then that may be a more relaxed version of Kirby that adds to that. But it's also maybe a guy in Kirby Smart who just feels like he has an offensive coordinator that he can let go and, you know, let kind of have, you know, his say in that game. I don't think there's any doubt that Monken's had some freedom to run the offense the way that he wants to. That's why the results have been better this year. But some of this could be that Kirby actually just believes in what Monken's able to do in a way that maybe he didn't with previous offensive coordinators.
Hey, B.A., do you expect this to be the healthiest possibility, the healthiest possible Georgia team that we've had all season?
You know, it's a loaded question because I still think that health is kind of a big issue here. I mean, you're going to be watching the status of Christopher Smith, who is not a – like ESPN's not going to talk about Christopher Smith. CBS not going to talk about Christopher Smith. But a defense back – you know, a defensive back like that's had a big say in Georgia's pass, you know, coverage here this year. If he's not fully healthy, that's an issue. You know, the Jamari Salyer thing, you're obviously monitoring that. That's kind of a, you know, a big deal there as well. So Georgia is probably healthier than it's been. But it's not so healthy that we're still not talking about injury status at all here. Mm-hmm. And obviously, when you think about, you know, the Salyer thing in particular, just given the fact that Will Anderson's such an elite, amazing pass rusher, I can't say enough good things about him as a player. I just think he's sensational. You know, to ask Broderick Jones to be the guy that does that instead of Salyer, that's a pretty big ask in a game like this. Yeah. And maybe he passes that test, but if Salyer's not healthy, that's still a pretty significant storyline.
Brandon Adams joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. How much value do you put in close game experience? I think both these teams play big games. They play in the SEC, right? Georgia beat Clemson, but they've only played one close game Georgia has. Alabama's played a bunch of close games. How much do you value that?
Well, I'm going to be an analyst. I'm going to be a fan. From the analytics standpoint, it's just way better to dominate teams. Like when you're always getting up big, I think that shows the strength of a team. That good teams demonstrate their greatness by avoiding close games, not necessarily by winning close games. However, Andy, the fan in me, and I am a Georgia fan, I want Georgia to win this game on Saturday. The fan in me will be a little extra nervous if Alabama gets up by a score. Let's say it's 14-0. That's not an inconceivable scenario to take place. If Alabama were to get up early in this game, knowing that Georgia hasn't faced that before, then as a fan of this team, I'm going to be a little bit more nervous there in that spot. But the fact that Alabama's played a lot of close games, I think demonstrates their lack of strength in comparison to UGA, which hasn't played anybody close since week one. But that's not going to make me feel better if this game is necessarily closer on Saturday night, especially if it's early.
ABA, got about a minute left. What do you think about the new hiring in college football?
I mean, obviously it's been a huge, craziest week ever. And I just think that, one guy wants to be in the SEC, Brian Kelly. Lincoln Riley's afraid of the SEC. That's why he's running out to L.A. And the Florida coaching hire just gets completely lost in the shuffle. So, I mean, that's what it's about here is LSU dominates the news cycle. Florida settles for, a group of five coach, and they're going to be struggling to get headlines in comparison.
Have you done any sort of early research on Billy Napier? Come up with some of the stuff you're going to make fun of him about?
Well, listen, he's not going to be as easy to make fun of in the early days as Dan Mullen, but it's really the Florida fans here I actually kind of feel sorry for, because they know this, Andy, that if you fail with a fourth head coach in a row, I mean, your program is not what it once was. All of a sudden, the Urban Meyer, the Steve Spurrier stuff, that is distant past there at that point in time. So I'm actually I feel a little sorry for the Florida fans, because they know how much is at stake for a guy they couldn't have picked out of a lineup 5 minutes ago, and now they've got the future of their program entrusted in this guy. These cannot be good times for people down in Gainesville. And deep down,
there
you know.
There it is. Nicely done. Feel sorry for
it. There it is.
Very, very well done. Brandon, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, B.A.
Always good to be with you guys.
All right, buddy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.